It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha, you're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 7th of January and here are the top news of the day. In view of rising cases of COVID-19 and detection of the Omicron variant in the state, the Odisha government has decided to curtail the staff strength in offices for the month of January. As per an official release, all the departments of the state government and subordinate offices will function with 50% strength of employees from January 7 to January 31, 2022. However, offices of all recruiting institutions like Odisha Public Service Commission, Odisha Staff Selection Commission and Odisha Subordinate Staff Selection Commission will function with 75% of the strength of employees. The Supreme Court on Friday cleared the decks for postgraduate medical counseling and admissions, including the other backward classes and economically weaker sections, reservations for the current academic year. A bench headed by Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and A.S. Bopanna upheld the constitutional validity of 27% reservation for OBC and 10% EWS for the NEET UG and NEET PG. However, the top court added that it would decide on the rationale of criteria of Rs. 8 lakh income for EWS category in March this year. On Thursday, after conducting a day-long hearing on petitions challenging the validity of EWS quota in postgraduate medical admissions and the center's argument favoring the quota, the court said there is a situation where in national interest the counseling has to begin, which was also a key demand of protesting resident doctors. A local court has sent engineering student and Bully Bhai app creator Neeraj Bishnoi, who was arrested by the Delhi police from Assam for creating a platform for defaming women of a particular community, to 7-day police custody. Bishnoi, who is said to be the main conspirator and creator of the Bully Bhai on GitHub and the main Twitter account holder of the app, has been arrested by Intelligence Fusion and Strategic Operations Unit of the Special Cell of Delhi Police. The Delhi Police had demanded 7 days custody of Bishnoi, who was produced before the Deputy Magistrate's house on Thursday. Accordingly, the magistrate allowed the police for his custody for a week. The accused was held from Assam by a team of IFSO led by DCP KPS Malhotra. The new COVID-19 variant called B1640, which was detected by French researchers and is probably of Cameroonian origin, is not circulating widely at the moment and has so far been identified in less than 1% of the samples sequenced in France, the World Health Organization informed. The strain is also known as IHU variant because it was first identified by academics at the IHU Mediterranean Infection Institute in Marseille, France. Maria Venkerkov, technical lead for the WHO's Health Emergency Program, said that the variant was first detected in September 2021 in a number of countries. Following internal discussions, the WHO classified it as a variant under monitoring in November 2021. Veteran Bollywood star and former MP Dharmendra took to his Instagram handle on Thursday to share the reel unveiling the invitation to the Dada Saheb Phalke International Film Festival Awards 2022. Outlining the history and relevance of the event, which will be held in Mumbai on February 20, Dharmendra said the Dada Saheb Phalke International Film Festival was first held in 2012 and had been applauded by the Prime Minister's Office and the Ministries of Culture and Tourism. He pointed out that the festival and awards carry forward the legacy of Dhundira Raj Govind Phalke, lovingly known as Dada Saheb Phalke, the father of Indian cinema. The emissions of just 5 economies, India, China, the US, the EU and Russia, over the period of 1991 to 2030 will double the number of countries experiencing extreme hot years every second year by 2030, according to a new scientific paper published in Communications Earth and Environment. The results highlight the outsized role these emitters play in driving warming and temperature extremes around the world. The study led by scientists at ETH Zurich and Climate Analytics looks at the impacts of these top 5 emitters over two periods, 1991 to 2030 and 2016 to 2030, over which they will contribute 52% and 53% of global emissions respectively. Under current emissions reductions targets, 92% of all countries are expected to experience extreme hot years every second year by 2030, twice as many countries as without the 1991-2030 emissions from the top 5 polluters. That is 46%. Notably, 15% of this increase would be attributable to the emissions of these 5 economies between 2016 and 2030 after the Paris Agreement was signed. The International Cricket Council on Friday introduced in-match penalties for slow over rates across men's and women's T20 international matches. It also said that optional drink break in the midpoint of an innings will be a part of the updated playing conditions. The first men's match to be played under the new playing conditions will be the one-off tie between the West Indies and Ireland at the Sabina Park in Jamaica on January 16, while the first T20 of the three-match series between South Africa and the West Indies in Centurion on January 18 will be the first women's match played under the new playing conditions. The in-match penalty for slow over 8 means the fielding side will be penalized for it. The Supreme Court on Friday directed the Registrar General of Punjab and Haryana High Court to secure and preserve all records in connection with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Punjab, and also asked the state and central committees to refrain from conducting inquiries till Monday, when it will take up the matter again. A bench headed by Chief Justice N.V. Raman and comprising Justices Surya Kant and Hima Kohli said, "We direct Punjab police authorities, SPG, central and state agencies to cooperate and provide necessary assistance to seal the entire record." The bench added, "The Registrar General of Punjab and Haryana High Court will secure and preserve all records in connection with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit." Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, representing the centre, submitted that some NIA officers should assist the court's officer in collecting and securing the evidence, which includes wireless messages in connection with PM's movement in the state. Mehta added that the court officer may find it difficult to pin down on sources from which information is required. Mehta termed the incident rarest of the rare issue. In the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, it has taken just 8 days for India's daily cases to cross 1 lakh from 10,000. If you compare it with the second wave last year, it took COVID cases 47 days to reach the 1 lakh level from a tally of 10,000. In the first COVID wave in 2020, it took SARS coronavirus 2 103 days to reach the near 1 lakh level from 10,000 COVID cases. The second wave had peaked around 4 lakh cases last year. The current tally shows how fast the Omicron-led wave is spreading in the community and is likely to break all previous records within no time. The only respite so far is that the country has not witnessed a surge in oxygen demand or hospitalization, but the way the Omicron-led COVID third wave is fast spreading, it can put a lot of pressure on the healthcare system in coming days in a country with nearly 1.4 billion people. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan said that he has not decided about the extension of Chief of the Army Staff General Qamar Javed Bajwa's tenure. Prime Minister said in an interview that the current year has just started and November is far away. Then why is there worry about extension in the tenure of the Army Chief? He also added that he enjoyed an unprecedented relationship with the military leadership when asked in the context of rumors of a possible deal between the opposition Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz and military to send his government packing, whether he felt threatened from any quarters. The Prime Minister said he personally was not under any kind of pressure. Khan added that he enjoyed the support of government allies and expressed the confidence that his government would complete its mandated 5 years. That's it for today. For news in detail, visit odishatv.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.